Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Matty, it gives me great pleasure to award you the Leopold Sporties. Not only were you a student in my classrooms a few years back, but we've watched your journey. We've watched your journey pretty much from your debut here at the Dragons to, you know, being one of the most reliable defenders in the group. I just wanted to ask you about that improvement that you've had in your game. Obviously, when you come in as straight out of under-18s or as the juniors, it is a big step up, but today we saw your full wares out there, an absolute key pillar in defence and growing in confidence by the game. What do you put that down to?
I struggled to, when I first came to seniors, to find a bit of form, but I don't know, I've got a few years under my belt now, and I think that's helped with my confidence to string a few good games together.
And that obviously gives you confidence each week that you can go out there and match it with the likes of Garner, because obviously when someone comes out like that, you are a little bit undersized in that department, but definitely. You've got so many other strengths and weapons to your game, obviously, to exploit them. But today was like a game of chess out there. There were players, you know, going from the back line to forward, a lot of coaching moves, throwing things around. When someone does come down like an Adam Garner, who played the first half in defence, who directs the matchups and which players you're going to actually line up on?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it before game, and we knew they'd throw a few magnets around, but also just on the field, I think it's just come down to leadership. You know, you tell him to go somewhere, and if they throw a few magnets back, then you know, it's up to us guys out there. So it's a bit of both. Yeah.
Did it feel finals like out there, Matty?
It did. It was a good crowd, actually. In the rooms after the game as well.
Yeah. No wind, though. Not like Geelong West.
No, exactly. That was a good game.
That back unit, having a bloke like Steve Benstead, how's he been for your career? Which is, I don't know whether you know, you're coming up towards 50 senior games. I think it's in the next couple of weeks at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Is it a Steve Benstead that you model yourself on?
Yeah, definitely. I've watched him growing up. I've always admired how he goes about it. And, him and Lloydie, who's on the bench as well, I think they've both helped us. Obviously, he's not playing now, but, Steve's been a huge role model for me. Yeah.
Dallo, you start, because I've got some other questions I want to ask Matt, which will be into what we have to ask him. So,
no worries, Matty. I wanted to ask you a little bit about, obviously, strong defensive unit. Talk about, from the team perspective, how you've adjusted maybe generating some of that intercept marking ability from a defence and then moving it forward to become a little bit more offensively focused as well.
Yeah, we've worked on going around them a lot. So as soon as we take an intercept mark, we've got blokes running kind of like a triangle, 45 and out the other side, and we generate going around them a lot if we can't hit the 45 through the middle. And that, when everyone's on the same page and we go quick around them, it works really well and it gets teams caught out.
Defence is not just your six blokes or your seven, eight guys that might be in the line. It's a whole team defence. And watching you guys today, the ability to move in a wave, the ability to defend as a team, either on slow play or live play coming forward and pressing, is something that's a credit to the way that you guys have defended. Just talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're team first defensive team.
Yeah, settle down, Lloydie. Just keep walking. Always Lloydie.
We're a very team first defensive team. You know, we're doing the team first things, come forward to defend. Everyone does that, then it works really well. If someone doesn't do it, though, that's where we can fall apart a bit.
Yep, and you just touched on, obviously, Steve Benstead being a role model for you, but as you transition into playing consistent senior footy, which you're doing at the moment, are you banking on having a set role each week, or is it something that just unfolds naturally once you get out there, obviously?
I'd say at the start of the year, I was banking a bit on having a role each week. It helped me with my confidence, like, I've got to shut this player down. But towards the end of the season here, I don't really need that role. I can start moving away from that and playing with a bit more freedom and stuff. Yeah.
Now, before we ask you the most important questions, now let's talk about Miss Birch. Now, what subject did we have? Miss Birch, what did she teach you? Maths.
Maths, yeah.
Really? And were you any good at it?
I actually wasn't too bad.
You weren't too bad? Yeah. And was she not a bad teacher?
No, she was a lovely teacher.
She was a lovely teacher. Oh, good answers. I was going to try and get you when Birchie was going to get the other coach, because I thought you might be able to give us a little bit of background or anything like that. You played all your career at the Dragons?
Yeah.
Did you go to Grovedale? Have you been to Grovedale Secondary College?
Yeah.
How do you get from Grovedale to Bell Park? How does that work?
Oh, to be honest, I don't know. They had the Sports Academy program.
Yeah,
so
right, okay.
Sort of.
So you were under Grovedale's nose, and here you are playing at Bell Park.
Yeah. No, I was never going over there.
Do you live close? Do you live around here?
Yeah, just up the street.
Just up the street. Yeah. That's easy, Dragon. Yeah. That's okay. That's good to hear. Now, most important part of the Leopold Sporties Player of the Day. So, are you swinging hands? Have you got a partner?
Yes.
Yes, you've got a girlfriend?
Yes.
Very nice. You want to give her a shout-out? What's her name?
Ella Johns.
See, she'll hate that. I love the guys who tip the last name in, too. I love that. That's good. Was she a Grovedale girl?
No, she's Bell Park.
Bell Park. Yeah, right. Okay, that's good. Keeping me in the family. Like that, she play netball?
Yeah.
Of course she does. That's the way it works out here. So you're swinging hands, so you'll take her. But if you weren't going to take her, you're going to take a good bloke from the footy club, who would you take?
I'd say Fraser Maris. We have a few laughs together.
Fraser Maris?
Yeah, he's pretty funny.
I heard he was a reptile. Anyway, Fraser Maris, that's okay. Plenty of laughs. That's good. All right, now, reptile, bloke you'd never take. Who's the pest around the club? Here we go.
Probably Fridge.
Who's Fridge?
Ollie Hicks.
Ollie Hicks? Well, I'll tell you what, you wouldn't get much out of $100. Nah, he'd eat it all.
Exactly right.
He's a big boy. Don't worry about that. He's bigger than you, Matt. Tipped Ollie Hicks in. Well, good luck with that at Tuesday night training. I hope that goes well for you when you've got to do a contest with him. That'll be great.
Keep clear of him, I reckon.
Matt, congratulations. We've enjoyed watching your evolution down in the Bell Park defence. Two-game gap. It looks like finals are well and truly on the card for your boys. Big one next week against St Mary's. Who do you think you get?
Burke.
Yeah. Oh, lucky.
Not sure, though.
That'll be good.
I don't know.
Keep away. Keep away from Paddy Dowling.
Yeah.
Well done. Congratulations on being our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, and look forward to seeing you in September.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Matty Jones for joining us on K-Rock Footy.
Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.